Ryan Seacrest here. So every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Hidden Tillers Live with Tony Bruschi and Robin Drake.
Let's go over to one more case that's had some interesting developments this week. 5 days into testimony, 12 witnesses and a judge who looked at what prosecutors laid on the table and said the people met their burden on all counts. What came out of that Los Angeles courtroom in the David case was worse than anything the public had pieced together from filings and leaks. A timeline that allegedly starts when Celeste Rivas Hernandez was 11 years old and ends with her remains in the trunk of a Tesla that sat in an impound lot while David played shows on a world tour. The question going into that hearing was whether there was enough evidence for a trial. The judge has said yes. The question is answered. The ones that aren't are the ones you guys have been asking a lot. We're going to start with one of these. In February of 24, a cop stood in front of David and told him Celeste was 13 years old. He said she told him she was 18. And then everybody left. That was 14 months before prosecutors say he killed her. She was alive. If there had been a follow-up, any sort of looking at texts, any sort of, oh, by the way, you know, she's not 18, right? And then walk away. Maybe this wouldn't have happened. I don't know. We don't really have a system in place that does that. Is there a world that exists in which he truly didn't know how old she was, Todd?
I don't think so. We've got some very smart people who watch this podcast with us. And somebody made a very good point yesterday. If she was of age, she could have traveled with him. There would have been no need for an affidavit or some sort of paperwork for her parents to write and sign that she could travel with him wherever he went, right? So that should have been a red flag to him in the first place. Now, there are pictures of her where she looks like a young woman. I'm not going to deny that.
Sure.
But there's certainly plenty of pictures where she does not look like a young woman. And I think in this day and age, we are in a situation where people look older than they are. Guys and gals, period. That's the way it is. There's no doubt in my mind, he was underage when they met, right?
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, there were several years between them. He was, you know, I think he was close to what, 16, 17?
It's like a 5-6 year gap here.
Yeah. That's a big gap when you're younger. It's different when you're in your 30s, somebody's 30 and 35, but when you're 17 and somebody else is 13 or 14, it's a big gap. And it's hard for me to believe that he did not have some inkling that this girl was underage.
Yeah. Lisa, do you think there's any world where he didn't know that she was a child?
No. And I say this because I was one of those precocious, matured early girls.
Mm-hmm.
And I dated above my age range. Mm-hmm. And every one of them knew. I'm sorry, they did. And I'm looking back now going, you know what? He was just dang creepy.
And at that age, you're not thinking that.
No, you're not.
You're not. I mean,
another good point from one of our viewers. He sent a phone to her middle school.
Exactly. Right. So obviously he knew what grade she was in.
Hey, there's the answer. Flat out, we know the answer. Yep, there we go.
Thank you.
Well, I was surprised this week to learn how much the family of Celeste seemed to have knowledge of this. I mean, according to some of the stuff that's come out, they allegedly signed and had notarized the consent form for him to take her overseas. So that was a big question. How is she getting on a plane going overseas without a passport? I thought, well, maybe she has her passport on her and she's missing. Maybe that explains it. No, there was like actually a notarized form that the parents signed allegedly. allegedly, for her to go. So the parents are saying, oh, this must be a great idea. And I don't know what the hell's going through their mind. Maybe the same sort of shit that went through people's minds. We talked about this a little bit yesterday with Eric Faddis, the Michael Jackson shit, where this is such a great opportunity. Oh my gosh, there's a famous person that's, and if you're speaking to a fairly disenfranchised group of people, people who don't have a lot of money, people who are in tough situations, from what I understand, that's from what this family might have been, people don't see reality on reality's terms sometimes. And I don't know if it's thinking this is such a wonderful, lovely thing. Yes, he's a few years older, but they're going to tell themselves that there's nothing weird going on here about this. Or maybe it's okay, because in a few years, it won't be a big deal once they're all adults. They're not yet. And he's got a lot of money, and we don't. And this could be a ticket to a life that is going to be helpful. I mean, there's all sorts of shit people will tell themselves to justify bad behavior or bad decisions. I'm going to guess there was a lot of that going on, and it really fucking irks me, because I get, to an extent, these people are victims. Their daughter is dead. But I feel like there's a level of, we don't want to take responsibility for the stage we set for this to have been able to happen. And in my opinion, I think the parents should be looked at criminally. I don't know that any sort of charge is going to be much of anything other than a slap on the wrist or some probation or a fine or whatever the fuck it may be. It doesn't really make a difference at the end of the day. But those parents failed that girl without a fucking doubt, for whatever their motivation or reasoning or their thought process was at the time. Fail. And I think there should be repercussions. I don't know that there will be, though.
There probably won't be, because they lost their daughter, and they're going to go easier on them because of that. Yeah. That's just my opinion and how I've seen things happen in the world. Yeah. But I think you're right, because looking back, I know this is all anecdotal and so therefore doesn't apply. But looking back, when I was 15, dating a 21-year-old, my mother was like, oh, hell no. When I was 17, dating a 28-year-old, she was like, oh, hell no. So, I mean, those parents were just not paying attention if they didn't know. But in this case, I think they did know.
Yeah, I'm sure they did. There may have been some money given. You know, there's been some speculation that he was helping them with money and all that kind of stuff too. So who knows where this is all going to go?
And it might not have been so much of a, hey, let me, you know, like in a, some sort of, you know, conniving, nefarious.
Right.
Let me, if I can sleep with your child, I will write you a check. It's more like, oh, your parents need some help with the mortgage this month. I got that. Because that's typically how that sort of shit works. I mean, unless you're Diddy and you're writing, you know, non-disclosure forms before the baby oil parties, you know, or whatever, you know. People get very formal with their agreements, and some people are just, it's passive-aggressive bullshit. Whatever it was, there's responsibility there, and that's concerning. Two chainsaws bought on Amazon under a fake name. Here's another question. A third from the Home Depot. Delivered through Uber Postmates. I say Depot, like Tarjay.
Oh, okay.
More sophisticated here. that one was never recovered. A body bag, an inflatable pool, a shovel, a burn cage, a fireproof mat. It says that's not a crime of passion. That's a shopping list. How does anyone argue this wasn't planned when the receipts are dated? I don't think anyone's arguing that it wasn't planned. Other than David. But they're arguing that he was not the cause of her death. They've been very specific on the verbiage in all of that. I'm going to guess they're going to end up going down a road of, yes, he did these things to the body, but he didn't kill her. So it's like the lesser of the evils. He's going away no matter what, whether it be for the child charges or the disposing of the body stuff. But they're going to try and argue that this wasn't something that was essentially planned, if you will. I guess the dates of when he bought those items are going to be key, from what I think we understand. They happened after the death.
Right.
If they happened prior, that wouldn't look very good. But I guess my question to you guys is, how stupid do you think he is? I mean, this is really fucking idiotic. It's beyond, like, if you just watched a television show where a murder occurred in it, you'd have a better, like, grasp on how to handle this sort of situation. His immediate reaction is, like, literally product fulfillment. Like, oh, well, this happened. I got to get these things to get rid of this body. Granted, he changed his name on the Amazon order, but it still went to his house under his credit card. Young and dumb? I mean, this is really young and dumb. This is dumb.
You know, Robin, when he's on the show, talks about loving critics and guardrails in life. Mm-hmm. And we know that he was, you know, he was raised in a home, homeschooling, very religious, all of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
We see a lot nowadays, and I'm not trying to generalize, but children nowadays are kind of wrapped in bubble wrap, and they're not allowed to make mistakes in life, and they're not guided away from those mistakes once they've touched the stove and burned their hand. They don't have a chance to actually learn by it. And I wonder if the homeschooling and the high religious beliefs in the family had something to do with that. But young and dumb is exactly what's going on here. I also want to throw this in because we've talked about it a little bit. But he's young. He's had no guardrails in life. He is now, you know, possibly getting a music contract. He's going to go out touring, all this stuff. The kid's going to start making some money. Mm-hmm. The industry, how much responsibility, you know, he's had a manager and we know that the manager said, listen, I don't, you know, get involved with everything he's got going on. I don't know what's going on in his house and all that kind of stuff. And I generalize some of the statements he made early in this case, but I wonder about the industry and their responsibility as well. If all three of us worked in radio, these record companies knew what their artists were up to. They knew, and they covered for it, and they, you know, they got them the drugs they needed. They got the hookers and blows, we used to say in radio, all the stuff that they need. It was provided. It's hard for me to believe that some part of the record industry, or at least his label, at that point where he was going to get a contract, his manager, but they were not aware of some of this going on, especially of underage Celeste.
Todd, this is Janet Robertson. I have a question. My little boy, I like to think I'm not bubble wrapping him too much, but he is, he's wanting to have his 13th birthday party. And I really wanted to have a special experience, with him for his 13th birthday. He's still on the nipple. And is that too much? Do you think I'm bubble wrapping him? Is the fact that he's still breastfeeding, is that? Because I don't see anything wrong with it. Sometimes I get chocolate milk and I pour it on there and we have chocolate milk Fridays and it's, but he says, Mom, this is too much. This is not what the other kids are doing. I'm not quite sure. I don't want to set him up to be a loser in life, but I also need to be prepared if he murders his girlfriend at some point to know how to cover up a body.
Okay, I have to say, when you told me you were getting the phone, I thought, oh, this is so great, great. And I'm like, maybe that was a bad idea.
Bad idea.
Hey, I love this. This is great.
I know,
this
it is wonderful. Great.
The boy's got to have his toys. That's all.
Chocolate milk Fridays. You know? Never going to think of that differently. Another fine point that we learned this week in the David case, 11 air fresheners.
Jeez.
Oh, my God.
Some of them said love is in the air. L-U-V.
That's ironic.
Love is in the air inside a car. With a decomposing 14-year-old, he thought 13 air fresheners are going to cover up a decomposing. But I don't know what else he would have been thinking. I mean, is there any other thought process here other than, if I stop over at the Quick Trip and pick up 13 air fresheners, that'll cover me.
Young and dumb.
Young and dumb and trying to CYA. I really think that's what's going on. Whether he was the one responsible for her death or someone else was, or she was. The CYA is all over this. That's why the burn cage, the chainsaws, the pool, all that. It's cover your bottom.
Yeah. I mean, incredibly resourceful on ordering things and trying to cover his tracks, but incredibly obvious as well.
It's like sort of smart, really dumb, you know, kind of a combination.
Yeah. It's, I don't know what to make of it other than it's shockingly stupid. And not stupid enough to be like by reason of insanity, just stupid, just like Chad Daybell type stupid too. Like those two probably could have, you know, it would be like how Chad Daybell and David, how many of them did switch a light bulb out? I think you would have been, you know, having a dark room. I don't think any bulbs would be changed.
They would buy a new lamp every time a light burned out. That's what they would do.
Yeah.
Redo it's the like, kitchen every time new lights needed to be put up or something.
It's like you got through this far, you know, to get out of the bed in the morning, but you couldn't figure that like this seemed like the best approach. Really? Okay. All right. I feel like we should do a show like How to Be a Murderer or something where this kind of Dateline, really.
Well, they did that. There was a show called How to Get Away with Murder.
Oh, there was.
It was a legal. It was a legal show. Had a female lead. She was black. I wish I could remember the actress's name right off, but I can't. But anyway, she was a lawyer, and part of the law school curriculum was how to get away with murder. Three seasons, I believe it had.
Wow. Well, there you go. So it already exists.
It does, yeah.
I just want to say everybody's invited for Chocolate Milk Fridays after the show. Okay. First time caller, long time listener. I'm going to hang up and listen to the answer. Okay, bye.
Toledo, go ahead. Okay.
Toledo, you're on the line. All right. That's going to wrap up this episode of the program. Your thoughts in the comments section on Substack and YouTube. Enjoy your Chocolate Milk Friday. We will continue our conversations in the comments section. Until next time, for Todd and Lisa, I'm Tony. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Looking for a little Hollywood-style fun? Check out Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways exclusively at Chumba Casino. There's 10,000 ways to play. Get spinning for free at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. If you love great games and a little extra excitement to your day, I got something fun for you. Chumba Casino and I have teamed up to create an exclusive online social casino game. It's called Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's fun and free to play, just like all your favorites from Chumba Casino. And every spin brings 10,000 ways to keep the good times going. Check it out and play for free today at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T&Cs. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Ryan Seacrest here, so every great barbecue takes a little patience. And while the food does its thing, you can enjoy a little Chumba Casino. The perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21+. Terms and conditions apply.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better. With new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect, the fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.